A girl who studied hedgehog mating behavior, and what the male hedgehogs do in the spring is that they go around sniffing for females. And she followed hedgehogs to see how long they would run and how much time they would spend dancing around the females. And then she discovered one of them who always seemed to end up with a male. And of course, some hedgehogs do mistakes and end up with another male by mistake, but this mistake is fairly quickly corrected. But this male was evidently out for other males. If we are to apply human terms, and here we need to be careful because human terms have so much cultural baggage, I would say this hedgehog is gay. But most of the animals that we have registered homosexuality in, we see them once or twice. We see only small glimpses of their lives. So the basic assumption is that these animals are, if anything, bisexual, but they exhibit homosexual behavior. And we made that very clear in the beginning of the exhibition that we use the word here homosexual as in exhibiting homosexual behavior.
Right. Okay. So is there such a thing as a gay animal, do you think?
There are animals that we know throughout life. There are animals, of course, that are more or less monogamous, like the swans, a lot of penguins, quite a few of the seabirds and shorebirds and lake birds are paired for life. And of course, if there are two males, they live a homosexual life. Then there are animals that we see in barnyards. Pigs, sheep, dogs, cats, horses, donkeys, which the farmers see all the time. They know very well what this animal does every day. So yes, there are gay animals in the human meaning of the term.
Did schools use this as an opportunity to get into this topic?
Yes, they did. And we're lucky in Norway that we have a fairly liberal curriculum. And among the things that people in the 8th grade are supposed to know is sexuality and, of course, homosexuality. So we sent out an invitation to the various schools where we said, right, we offer you to come to this exhibition, we'll tour you, and we'll use the principles that you see here in the animal kingdom to illuminate human homosexuality. What we did with mostly me, actually, toured the schools, showed them all the laughs. There were Amazon river dolphin having a go at each other's blowhole. It's the only example of nasal sex I think you find in the animal kingdom.
Can you just tell me about those Amazon river dolphins again? I didn't quite catch it.
It's the Amazon river dolphin, called a boto. It's a very funny animal. When they're young, they hang out in bachelor groups. They are very lively animals, very sensual animals, and they like sex a lot. And they don't really care too much what gender the other dolphin has. And so they occasionally use the blowhole.